Before we start the practice of Yoga Nidra, just going to say something about the Sankalpa. So, sowing the seed of change. In Yoga Nidra, perhaps the most effective means of training the mind is found in Sankalpa, which you make for yourself during each practice. Anything in life can fail you, but not the Sankalpa made during Yoga Nidra. Sankalpa is a Sanskrit word which can be translated as resolve or resolution. It is an important stage of Yoga Nidra and a powerful method of reshaping your personality and direction in life along positive lines. If you know what you want to wish to achieve in life, Sankalpa can be the creator of your destiny. Whether you want to become a painter, writer, orator, or spiritual leader, you can train yourself through this simple technique. But first, you must have a direction. Most of us are floundering in the darkness, like ships without rudders, sails without sheet anchors. We don't know which way we are headed, because we are being led, forced and pushed by the tempest of life. Sometimes we go the right way too, but that is usually because we are pushed into it. We have no choice. Using the technique of Yoga Nidra, however, we have a choice in life. And that choice is created by the Sankalpa or resolve. The Sankalpa takes the form of a short mental statement which is impressed on the subconscious mind when it is receptive and sensitive to auto-suggestion during Yoga Nidra. The Sankalpa has to be made not when you are intellectually active, but when your mind is calm and quiet. Before and after the practice of Yoga Nidra, there is a short period dedicated to Sankalpa. The resolve you make at the beginning of the practice is like sowing a seed, and the resolve at the end is like irrigating it. Sankalpa is a determination to become something or to do something in your life. Everyone has many desires and ambitions. However, most of them get lost, exhausted, or destroyed. Just as when you scatter seeds in different places, some may grow, but most will not. Sankalpa is a seed which you create and then sow in the bed of your mind. When the mind is clear, the Sankalpa grows very well. If you first prepare the bed with fertilizer and manure, remove the weeds and grass, and then sow the seed, the plant will grow better. In the same way, you have the mind and you have an idea. If you prepare the mind and sow the seed properly, then it will grow in your life and become a powerful directive. Many people make intellectual resolves which rarely bring results. This is because the resolve is either not planted deeply enough, made when the mind is disturbed, or when the mind is not ready to receive it. For success, the Sankalpa needs to be planted with strong willpower and feeling. It should be planted when the mind is relaxed and ready to accept and absorb it. Such a state occurs during Yoga Nidra. Once the seed of Sankalpa is planted deep in the subconscious, it gathers the vast forces of the mind in order to bring about its fruition. This deep and powerful seed will eventually manifest itself again and again at a conscious level and bring about changes in your personality and your life. Each of us has the power to remold our own mental structure. No personality is beyond reformation, and no fear or obsession is so deep-rooted that it cannot be changed. The seed of change is found in the resolve made in Yoga Nidra. The resolution must be backed by deeply ingrained willpower in order to be carried through. Sankalpa is a powerful technique and it should be used intelligently. Although you can use the resolve for therapeutic purposes, it should rather be used for a greater purpose, such as achieving self-realization or the state of samadhi. If you want to transform your life pattern, that can be done by the power of the Sankalpa made during Yoga Nidra. If there is a negative tendency or habit in your life and you want to correct it, that can also be done through a positive Sankalpa. Sankalpa is a very powerful instrument in the hands of humans. The purpose of Sankalpa is not to fulfill desires, but to create strength in the structure of the mind. You can even say that Sankalpa is the force of will. A Sankalpa should only be made when one understands its real purpose and meaning. In the beginning, most people do not know what Sankalpa is or which Sankalpa they should make. Therefore, it is better to wait until an understanding develops. Sankalpa can create a direction for your whole life if you use it wisely. But if you utilize it only for the eradication of bad habits, such as smoking or drinking, then you are misusing it. The purpose of Sankalpa is to influence and transform the whole life pattern, not only physically, but also mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Then, if you are a heavy smoker or drinker, you will automatically give it up. It is for this reason that we don't recommend the use of Sankalpa for eliminating bad habits. It is better to choose a Sankalpa that will change your whole personality so that you become more balanced, happy, and fulfilled. When Sankalpa becomes the directing force, everything you do in life becomes successful. So if you want to take a few moments now just to formulate your own personal Sankalpa. You ready for Yoga Nidra? You're lying down in Shavasana, the dead person's pose. Make yourself as comfortable as possible. Keep your feet apart, let them flop a little sideways. Arms slightly away from the body with the palms of your hands upwards, if it's comfortable. Adjust your blanket, clothes and position so that you can practice Yoga Nidra without moving and with no physical discomfort. Please close your eyes and keep them closed. The practice of Yoga Nidra is the act of hearing and the act of feeling. These are the only important factors. In Yoga Nidra, you function on the level of awareness, plus the level of listening. In dreams, you have no control. In Yoga Nidra, you are the creator of the dream. Say to yourself mentally, I will not sleep, I shall only listen to the voice. Repeat to yourself, I will not sleep. Become calm and steady. And take a few deep breaths. As you breathe out, feel the calmness spreading throughout the body. Become aware of sounds in the distance. Become aware of the most distant sounds that you can hear. Let your sense of hearing operate like a radar beam, searching out distant sounds and following them for a few seconds. Move your attention from sound to sound without attempting to identify the source. Gradually bring your attention to closer sounds, to sounds outside this building, and then to sounds inside this building. Now develop your awareness of this room. Without opening your eyes, visualize the four walls, the ceiling, the floor, your body lying on the floor. See your body lying on the floor. Become aware of the existence of your physical body lying on the floor. Total awareness of your body lying in perfect stillness. Your body is lying on the floor. Develop your awareness of all the physical meeting points between the body and the floor. Become aware of the natural breath. Become aware of the deep, natural, spontaneous breath. Keep on listening to me and know that you are breathing. The practice of Yoga Nidra begins now. Say mentally to yourself, I'm going to practice Yoga Nidra. I will not sleep. I'm going to practice Yoga Nidra. This is the time to make your resolve. Simple resolve. Please state your resolve clearly with feeling and awareness three times. We'll now rotate your consciousness through the different centers of the body. As quickly as possible, the awareness has to jump from point to point. Please repeat mentally the name of each part after me and simultaneously become aware of that part. The practice always begins with the right hand. Right hand thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, palm of the hand, back of the hand, wrist, lower arm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, waist, hip, right thigh, knee, calf muscle, ankle, heel, sole, top of the foot, right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, left hand thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, palm of the hand, back of the hand, wrist, lower arm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, waist, hip, left thigh, knee, calf muscle, ankle, heel, sole, top of the foot, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, right shoulder, right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, right buttock, left buttock, the spine, the whole of the back together, top of the head, forehead, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, the eyebrow center, right eyelid, left eyelid, right eye, left eye, right ear, left ear, right cheek, left cheek, nose, tip of the nose, right nostril, left nostril, upper lip, lower lip, chin, jaw, throat, right collarbone, left collarbone, right chest, left chest, middle of the chest, navel, abdomen, lower abdomen, whole of the right leg, whole of the left leg, both legs together, whole of the right arm, whole of the left arm, both arms together, whole of the back, whole of the front, whole of the head, legs, arms, back, front, head, together. The whole of the body together. The whole of the body together. The whole of the body together. Develop homogeneous awareness of the whole body. And become aware of the space occupied by the body. Become aware of the body and this space that is occupied by your body. Body and space. Become aware of the whole body and the floor. The whole body in relation to the floor. And at the same time, become aware of the meeting points of the body and the floor. These are very subtle physical points between body and floor. Feel the meeting points between the back of your head and the floor, shoulder blades and the floor, elbows and the floor, the back of the hands and the floor, the buttocks and the floor, the calves and the floor, the heels and the floor. Awareness of all the meeting points between the body and the floor. The sensation of all points simultaneously, evenly. Go on feeling these points clearly and distinctly. Please do not sleep. Continue feeling the points between the body and the floor. Switch your attention to the eyelids. Feel the narrow line of meeting between the upper and lower eyelids. Feel the sharp points where they meet. Intensify your awareness between the eyelids. And then the lips. Center your attention on the line between the lips, the space between the lips. From the lips we go to the breath. Draw your attention to the natural ingoing and outgoing breath. Feel the breath moving along the passage between the navel and the throat. On inhalation, it rises from navel to the throat. On exhalation, it descends from throat to the navel. Be completely aware of the breath between the navel and the throat. Navel to throat, throat to navel. Do not try to force the breath, just awareness. Maintain your awareness and at the same time start counting your breaths backwards as follows. I am breathing in, 54. I am breathing out, 54. I am breathing in, 53. I am breathing out, 53. Keep counting backwards towards one. Counting mentally as you follow the rise and fall of your breath from navel to throat and back again. Total awareness of breathing and counting. The breathing is slow and relaxed. Please continue counting. Awaken the feeling of heaviness in the body, the feeling of heaviness. Become aware of heaviness in every single part of the body. You're feeling so heavy that you're sinking into the floor. Awareness of heaviness, awareness of heaviness. Awaken the feeling of lightness. Awaken the feeling of lightness. a sensation of lightness and weightlessness in all parts of the body. Your body feels so light that it seems to be floating away from the floor. Awareness of lightness. The experience of cold. Awaken the experience of bitter cold in the body. Imagine you're walking on a cold floor in winter. Your feet feel very cold. You feel cold all over. Awareness of coldness. Awareness of coldness. Awaken the sensation of heat. Awaken the experience of heat. The whole body is hot. The whole body is hot. You feel hot all over. Recollect the feeling of heat in summer when you are out in the sun with no shade. Heat all over the body. Heat all around the body. Awareness of heat. The experience of pain. Concentrate and try to remember the experience of pain. Any pain you have experienced in your life, mental or physical. Recollect the feeling of pain. Recollect the feeling of pleasure, any kind of pleasure, physical or mental. Recollect this feeling and relive it, make it vivid. Awaken the feeling of pleasure. Check that you're awake. Are you drowsy or sleepy? Make sure that you're not sleeping. Say to yourself, I am awake. Withdraw your mind and concentrate on the space in front of your closed eyes, the space we call Chittakosha. Imagine before you a transparent screen through which you can see infinite space, a space that extends as far as the eyes can see. Concentrate on this dark space and become aware of any phenomena that manifests within it. Whatever you see is the manifesting state of your mind. Continue your awareness of this space, but do not become involved. Practice detached awareness only. Imagine yourself in a park in the early morning. The sun has not risen and the park is deserted except for yourself. It is a beautiful park, calm and peaceful. Walk across the springy grass. Listen to the birds whistle and call as they welcome in the new day. There are gardens of flowers, roses, yellow, pink, red, purple. Smell their fragrance and see the early morning dewdrops on their petals. Nearby the rose garden is a fish pond. Goldfish swim in and out amongst the water lilies. See their graceful movements. You walk between trees, beautiful trees, bare trees, and trees with leaves, wide spreading trees and tall stately trees. There is a clearing between the trees. In the clearing is a small temple with an aura of light around it. Go to the door. It is cool and dim inside. Inside on the walls there are pictures of great saints. You sit down on the floor, close your eyes and become still. A sense of deep peace and harmony envelops you as the sounds outside fade into the distance. Continue your awareness of meditation inside the temple. Stay there for some time until peace and harmony pervade. Bring your awareness back to Chittakosh. Bring your awareness to the dark space you see in front of your closed eyes. Actually, this space can also be visualized in front of the forehead. So if you want to explore it a little, you can shift your gaze slightly upwards, but do not strain. Watch the darkness that you see before you very carefully. With detachment, do not become involved. Rest your mind in this warm and friendly darkness. If thoughts occur, let them come and go, but continue watching the dark space. If any subtle phenomena manifests, for example, colors or patterns, simply take note of these and continue with your awareness. Become aware, a witness of your awareness. Not the body, not the senses, not the mind, nothing but the different awareness. Become aware that you're observing yourself. Look within and try to be aware of the one who is looking. Who is aware of what you have been doing so far. Go into Chittakosh, go into the cave of Chittakosh. Within that cave there is a flaming light. Find that light. Find that light and find a small golden egg in the center of the light. A small golden egg, very bright, with light all around. Now remember your resolve, your sankalpa. Repeat the same resolve you made at the beginning of the practice in the same words, with the same attitude. Repeat your resolve now, 3 times, clearly, with feeling and emphasis. Become aware of your breathing. Become aware of your natural breathing. Awareness of breathing. And awareness of relaxation. Develop awareness of your physical existence. Become aware of your arms and legs and your body lying stretched out on the floor. Become aware of the meeting points between your body and the floor. Develop awareness of the room, walls, ceiling, noises in the room and noises outside. Take your mind out, become completely external. Lie quietly for a few moments and keep your eyes closed, and then start moving your body and stretching yourself. Please take your time, do not hurry. When you're sure that you're wide awake, sit up slowly and open your eyes. The practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Hari Om Tat Sat.